three head.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm checking there to see if you say head or heads.
Say head.
Yeah. All right. And on an ear of corn, the part that you take off is called the...
It's a shuck.
All right.
And cob and that.
And sweet corn served on a cob is called what?
Do what?
Sweet corn served on a cob is called what?
Boiled corn.
Okay.
And just put down a lot of that in there, freezer locker, and I'll eat them all winter.
Uh-huh. And the top of a corn stalk?
The top one.
All right. And on an ear of corn, the stuff you have to pull off is called?
The silk.
All right. Is what?
Silk.
Okay. And this is a large kind of gourd-like thing that grows right on the ground. And children take them on Halloween and make jack-o'-lanterns out of them.
Well, there's several varieties. Mm-hmm. Some of them are very large.
What are they called?
I don't know. Large gourds, I guess.
All right. Well, now, yeah, but this is a kind of, make a pie out of this. Mm-hmm. Make a pie out of this big orange thing. You scrape the insides out. Think about it, having a Thanksgiving time kind of pie.
Not a squash.
No. I think a pumpkin.
Oh, pumpkin, say now. I've forgotten about that.
No.
Long time of those.
Alright. How about a couple different kinds of melons?
Well, we have a great many varieties of watermelons.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a cantaloupe.
What different varieties of watermelon can you think of offhand? Do you think of those by names or just by the way they look?
Well, let's see. There's old Tom Watson watermelon. And I forget the different ones. Stone Mountain melon. And gray melon. There's several different varieties. I can't remember a lot of them.
What does a Tom Watson look like?
It's a rather long melon.
Mm-hmm.
Light green. It's shipped. They have to have different varieties with a thick rind so they'll stand shipping.
Mm-hmm.
The best melon are a thin rind.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't stand much.
Yeah.
You have to eat them fresh.
How about muskmelon? Is that?
That's a great big old coarse cantaloupe.
Okay.
Or it tastes like it.
Alright. And these things look like little umbrellas and they grow close to the ground and sometimes you slice them up and eat them with steak.
Mushrooms?
Yeah. What about the poisonous ones?
I just let them alone. I might get on the poison ones.
What do they call the poisonous ones? Any special name for him?
Toadstools.
Right. He had something in his throat and he couldn't get it down. He said he couldn't what it. He couldn't. He had something caught in his throat. He'd say he couldn't do what? He couldn't.
Couldn't swallow.
All right.
And I have a brother that's afflicted that way a lot.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Something wrong with his vocal cord.
Mm-hmm.
He's 76 years old.
A friend of mine's mother has the same, very same problem. They had to open that up because she couldn't get to the point where she couldn't do anything but drink liquids. She couldn't.
He's getting that way. I'm afraid he's in bad shape.
Yeah, that's too bad. Say, people smoke what and what? Two different things they smoke.
No, they smoke opium and tobacco.
Yeah, well, they smoke tobacco in what forms? What are the two principal forms of smoking tobacco?
Well, they smoke cigarettes and cigars and pipes,
right.
But